Family and friends will gather tomorrow in East St. Louis, Indiana, for the funeral of Private Luis Perez. He was 19 years old. His wife is 17. This summer, Perez was sent to Iraq. He'd been in the country for 3 days when the fuel truck that he was driving hit a roadside bomb in Fallujah. North Country Public Radio's David Summerstein reports.
Luis Perez was the kind of guy who made an impression. Kristen Youngs was his business teacher at Thousand Islands High School when he moved from urban East Chicago to rural Clayton, New York, as a 10th grader.
Everyone who walked down the halls at TI actually knew who he was. He kind of set an image for himself.
Perez wore the baggy clothes and bling-bling jewelry of the city. He listened to rap, not country or rock. He came to this village on the St. Lawrence River with his father, Sergeant Jose Perez, who was transferred to the nearby Fort Drum Army Base. Luis always wanted to follow his father into the military. It was in high school that Perez met Molly Votra, a freshman with long brown hair and wide eyes. At their home, Molly's mom, Katrina, flips through some photos. Molly watches and doesn't say much.
I personally like that one. Them kind of cuddled together like they always were.
Luis and Molly dated all through high school. They had their future planned out. The car, the house, the name of their first child, Alessandro Jose. After graduation, Luis enlisted in the reserves, even though Molly and his father didn't want him to. When he found out he was deploying to Iraq, he asked to marry Molly before he left. At first, Katrina Votra told him to wait until the couple was older.
He pulled me aside and alone, without Molly there, and he said, you know, I don't think I'm coming back. He said, and I don't want to go to Iraq and die for nothing.
Lewis said as a military wife, Molly would have college money and health insurance.
I told him, you know, I said, that's our responsibility as her parents. And he said, no, I love her with all my heart, and it's my responsibility. He was a very honorable young man.
Lewis and Molly Perez got married on the lawn outside the town hall last May. She in bridal white, he in his army uniform. Now a widow beginning her senior year of high school, Molly seems stunned. She stares at the wall as she remembers her wedding just 3 months ago.
It was a small thing. We planned on having something bigger when he came back and having a big reception and a coming home party, but I don't know. It was good. It was perfect.
Molly's mother, Katrina, says the wedding was the first time she saw her son-in-law in uniform.
I started to cry, you know. I told my sister, I said, I don't even care that they're getting married. I wouldn't even care at this point if she was pregnant and they had to get married. I said, I just can't stand to see him in that uniform.
Why is that?
It's like one of my kids. It's like seeing my son go off to die.
Luis Perez's mother still lives in East Chicago. On her cell phone, Marie Lisa Campos Miranda cried and said she didn't know what to say about her son. He was mature and responsible, she said, but also funny and charming.
I think he was always a joker. There was that smile that he had on him. It was just, I think he could make the people like him at that split second.
She says he always wanted to serve his country. She just wishes he could have served a full term and then come home. For NPR News, I'm David Summerstein in Northern New York.